Ruby.
Good evening.
Good evening.
How are you doing?
Oh, stressed.
Welcome to the
okay.
new world. I'm glad to hear.
Oh, God, that's funny. Yeah, hanging in there.
It's an interesting month.
It is.
We're waiting for others to arrive.
Okay, I'm going to mute my phone.
Okay. Good evening.
Good evening.
Please join me in saying the Anabakoas. Anabakoas. Gedula Chiminta. Tati. Alphabet Gimel Yutat Sadi. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Taharenu Nora. Kufreshayan Sintet Nun. Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha. Kivavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalad Yud Kaf Shin. The letters of the month of Cheshvan, the Dalad that created the planet Ma'adim, the planet Mars, and the Nun that created the constellation Akrav, the astrological sign of Scorpio. Together, the Dalad and the Nun spell the Hebrew word din, which means judgment. Barchem tacharem rachame sitkatcha tamid gamlem. Betet resh tzadi taf gimel. Chasin kadosh berov tucha. Na'el adatach het kufbet tet nun ayin. Yachid ge'e lamcha p'nei zochre kedushata. Yud gimel lamed he'zayin kuf. Shavatenu kabel u'shvat yakatenu. Yodea Talumot Shin Kufav Tzadi Yutta. We have brought the energy of creation into our place. We're now going to utilize the 13 attributes of mercy. The 13 attributes of mercy to separate between the good and negative aspects of that creation. Adonai Yoheh Waheh. Adonai Yoheh Waheh. El Rahum V'chanun. Erech Apayim. V'rav Chesed V'emet. Notze Chesed L'alafim. Nose Awon V'afesha. V'chata'a V'nakei. Now we're going to read the verses that connect us to the year 5777 and earlier years as well. The year 5777 is the year of the goat. And there are two verses that connect to that year. The first is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Tzod saduni katzipor oyevai shinam. The verse has five words. When we take the first letter of that word, of these five words, we're able to parse them into three Hebrew words. Satz, ki, ach. And the translation is appear like brothers. The final letters of each word can be permutated into two Hebrew words. Dir, yam. This is translated as a sea of tenants. There is another verse that connects to the year 5777 through the spelling of the name of the year, Tav Shin Ayin Zion, where there in this verse, which is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8, between these four letters that spell the name, there is always seven letters within this verse. Kim badonai Yoheh Waheh Eloheichem Haduvaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Azeh. Now we're going to take a look at the two verses that connect us to the year 5776. The first of those verses is 2 Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim hayu limat velo yachlu lehavshit et kol haolot vayechaskum acheichem halevim ad kilot hamlacha Yadit kachu hakohanim ki alivim yishrei levav lehit kadesh me hakohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of each word, we're able to permutate it into eight names of God. Adonai Yoheh Waheh. La la hey, wa wa wa, yo la yo, wa la me, hey hey hey, aka a, re ka ha. The second verse that connects to the year 5776 is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bithu ba Adonai Yoheh Waheh. Ade ad ki biya yo hey Adonai yo hey wa hey sur olamim. There are three verses that connect to the year 5775, which is the year that swallows death forever. First is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kamalo tishemi meni lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachavo iya. Asher yitchabe sham ushaltem elai el nahum. Vihalachti iitem vichayayim yeshno. Varetz vichipasti. O Tob, call Alfe Yehuda. Job chapter 20, verse 7 is the third verse. Kegelo lanetzach yoved roav yomru ayo. There is one verse that connects to the year 5774, the year that is has the energy of peace in the Middle East. 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wisamti makom leamil Yisrael untati vishakam tachta vilo yirgaz od vilo yosifu v'nei avla la'anoto Ka'asher Barishona. We're now going to read a verse from the Zohar, from Parashat Yitro, Pasuk 29, that has the energy of certainty. We'll start with a L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bit Hilu Erchimud Hilu Hilu Erchimud. Yahda l'shem yud hey bavav hey v'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah la'asok Torah mitzvah v'yihi noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei adeinu konenei aleinu ma'asei adeinu konenei. Rabbi Abba Amar v'kama atar Tanenan de kucha, Berichu kolma de aved, Leila witata, Kolaihu kishot biovada, Dikshot felet, Lachmila bialma, Divae barnash, Bedachia leia, Minea ulan haka. Peya kelana dehakulu ovada dikshot inun vekola itzterich bealma. We're now going to scan the 72 names of God. And then there are 72 names from the Tzaddikim. And now we're going to read the names of the Tzaddikim that left on this particular day, which is the 15th day, the full moon day of the month of Cheshvan. And the first one is Matiyahu ben Yochanan, the Kohen Gadol, the father of the Hasmoniam. Osmonium. This is the hero of the Hanukkah miracle. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yitzhak ibn Achta, Rabbi Tzvi Horowitz of Chichortkov, Rabbi Lieb the Baal Yeshurim, and he was a student of the Baal HaTanya, Rabbi Shmuel Frankel of Dorag, Rabbi Chaim Kinto the Second, and that lineage is still very much aware, very much active in the Orthodox community in the land of Israel. Rabbi Avraham Yeshaya ben Rabbi Shemayahu Yosef Karlitz, also known as the Chazon Ish. And the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach we say in a whisper. Today's class is the second class in the Ten Luminous Emanations, or the Talmud Esther Sefirot. And if you can find this on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, I believe it's row 11, the second column from the left. When you open up that link for the list of the Talmud Esther Sefirot classes, scroll down to class number 17. When you click on that, it will open up to this location. The reason for creation was the revelation of his names and appellations. And before we start, that's a good thing to contemplate. But I'm going to ask, was there any questions from last week's class? Number two, when it rose within his simple ratzon to create the olamot and emanate the ne'et salim to bring the perfection of his deeds, his names and appellations to light, which was the reason of the creation of the olamot. So now that I've included the Hebrew, let's go back and give you some very quick, simple definitions. Ratzon means desire. Olamot means worlds. Ne'et Salim means creations or creatures. Now the inner light starts with section 30, but it's really, that section number is really related to the word ratzon. We need not wonder how there is a ratzon, a desire in the endless world, who is higher than any notion to which we can say rose upon his simple ratzon. You should comprehend what has been said above, that in every ne'etzal there is by necessity a will to receive the shefa from the ma'atzil. In every creation there is by necessity a desire to receive the goodness, the shefa, from the creator. What we are saying here, what the Rav is saying here, is that in the endless world, how can we say there was a desire in the creator, in the light? And how can we say it is higher and that it rose upon his simple desire? These are terms that just don't make sense when we think about them logically. But Kabbalah is not a science of logic. It's a science of intuition. And it's important that people realize that as they study it. As we started out in our first basic class, explaining that if you want classes of logic, if you want to study this material of Kabbalah based on logic, I am not the teacher. But if you want to study it based on intuition, based on experience and experientials, then I'm a good teacher for that purpose. Continuing. However, in the endless world, it is a simple ratzon, a simple desire, because he is one and his name is one. The light, the or in the Ein Sof, is called he, and the desire to receive is called his name. And they are simple unity without any form of separation. However, we should not resemble the unity and separation discussed here with physical unity and separation that are distinguished by motion, nearness, and distance. This is because the spiritual essence does not take up any space. Having said that, you should know that separation in spirituality occurs only by means of shinui tzura. Thus, if one spiritual thing acquires an additional tzura that is unlike its current tzura, it stops being one and becomes two separate entities. Their distance from each other is measured by the oppositeness of their forms. I am adding the differences of the desire to receive. The more opposite the further the difference. Giving is the absolute opposite of receiving. There can be no greater distance between these two spiritual entities. Tzura, which I've used a few times in this paragraph, the Rav used it, so I used it. Tzura means phases. And shinui means different. So separation in spirituality occurs only by means of different phases. And this paragraph is really explaining how there are different sephirot, how there are different numbers, how there are different letters, and many other aspects when one starts to contemplate this. Continuing to read. Just as the physical entities connect and separate through proximity and remoteness, so spiritual entities connect and separate according to their difference and equivalence of form. The Shinui Tzura separates them from one another, and the Hishtavut Tzura brings them together. Remember that, for it is the key element to this wisdom. Rabbi Ashlag is telling us, remember this. Understand this. What separates is the consciousness of the desire to receive. What brings together the closeness of that desire to receive to each other. Now you will understand the meaning of the aforementioned words. He is one and his name is one. And the simple unity we are so meticulous about in the endless world. Indeed, this unity is one of the wonders of his almightiness. If separation comes from a difference in the desire to receive, And there is an absolute oppositeness in the idea of desire to receive and the fulfillment of that desire, which is sharing. If that's so different, opposite in spirituality, how can there be unity? And this is what we have discussed in class two of the basic class by saying, we don't understand it. We can never understand it as long as we're in a physical body. So don't waste your time thinking about it. Continuing. We have witnessed the difference between the Creator, the Matzil, and the Netzal, the creation, that was formed by the phases of that will to receive that exists in the creation and not in the Creator. Because of that, Shinui Tzura, the Netzal, becomes separated from the Matzil. The creation separates from the Creator and acquired its own separate name, meaning creation, and not creator. There's a hint in this paragraph that explains consciousness. The above explanation might mislead us into thinking that Or En Sof, called He, is not entirely adherent with the En Sof called His name, meaning the will to receive the light and the Shefa called He. That is because the upper light that extends from His Atzmut, His extension, called He, has but one attribute, to bestow, to share. And none of the tzura, none of the phases of the will to receive. However, En Sof called His name, which does have a will to receive, is therefore different from the upper light, which has no will to receive whatsoever, as has been explained. And we know that the phases separate. However, the Midrash and the Rav tell us that it is not so. Instead, He is one and His name is one in simple unity, means that there is no difference between them. Although there is a necessarily a difference of form between He and His name, it is nevertheless completely inactive there. We do not understand it, but it is undoubtedly so. It is said about that there is no perception or thought in the endless world whatsoever, since this matter is above our mind and will be discussed further in the next item. The Tzimtzum of the light around the middle point. En Sof then restricted himself in his middle point, in the very middle, restricted that light and drifted to the sides around that middle point. Now, obviously, that statement is very clear, isn't it? But it does beg a lot of questions. Number 40. You already know that the meaning of He is one and His name one, although there is a Shinui Tzura, a different phase, with respect to the will to receive incorporated in the endless world, that still does not create any differentiation between that and the upper light, and they are in simple unity. Still, this different phase, the Shinui Tzura, has become the reason and the cause for the creation of the worlds, to bring the perfection of his deeds, his names and appellations to light. As the Rav says here, the creation of the worlds and their concatenation, their connection to each other, down to the Olam Hazeh, to the physical world, created and renewed the possibility to give room for work in Torah and mitzvot, not in order to receive, but only to bestow contentment upon the Maker. And I am adding and stressing, bestowing contentment to the Maker is the essence of Torah Lishmo, or Torah Lishma, depending on which way you wish to phrase it. It is then that the neshamot become able to invert the form of the will to receive within them, which separates them from the Creator, into the form of the will to bestow contentment upon Him, which is what He wants. This is the Hishtadut Tzura, the unity of the phases, with the Creator, called Devakut, adhesion and unification. It is so because then they have already been stripped from the form of the will to receive and acquired the form of the will to bestow, being the form of the Creator Himself. You already know the Histadut Tzura makes the spirituals become one. For that reason, the Olamot return to their previous condition. This is the meaning of the Rav's words, when it rose upon his simple desire to create. It rose means that he increased the purification and the divakut, the cleaving, by diminishing the measure of the will to receive that was imprinted in him, in order to equalize the form with the upper light. The will to receive in the endless world called the Malchut de En Sof, or his name, did not have any dearth in Divakut with the or upper light because of its different phase. However, it embellished himself in order to equalize its form with the other upper light and depart from the great will to receive called phase four, so as to cleave more strongly to the Or Elyon, the upper light. The proximity of the Tzura makes for Divakut. It is expressed in the words, it rose, meaning Malchut de En Sof, being the Retzon Pashut. The manifestation of endless world is the simple desire. It rose and cleaved to the upper light, meaning diminished her will to receive. You need to understand this clearly. Why did it rise? The desire to receive wanted to be close to the light, so it arose. But as it arose, it lost its desire to receive. Because as it arose, it became unified with phase three, with phase two, and ultimately with phase one. And if it became unified with these different phases, it lost its desire to receive. This is the meaning of the words of the Rav. And Soph then restricted himself. It has already been explained above in item 6 that the entire measure of his Shefa and his light and the height of the Netzal are measured by the amount of the will to receive within him. Thus, since the Malchut to En Sof restricted herself and diminished her will to receive, the light and the Shefa departed due to the lower desire to receive. This is the meaning of Tzimtzum. The ascent of the desire caused the departure of the Shefa and the light from there. While I know it's a short class, I am going to stop here because we've covered a lot of material. And rather than go forward, this material needs to be contemplated. So hopefully next week, you'll be ready to ask questions on this material, the first class and the second class that we have covered. Are there any questions now? Have a beautiful evening. Shalom to all.
Thank you. Shalom.